It's Thursday, the 10th of December, and it's just after 11 a.m. Just after 11. Not long out of bed. But this morning, I have to say that we've got, as far as I can tell, clear blue skies. Well, now I see some patchy cloud at the south, but mostly clear blue skies. It's cold. I didn't put a fleece on, I thought, because the sun was shining, that it would be okay. But it's cold. So I'm glad I put my furry hat stroke wind buff on my head. Just out the shower, not good to get a chill. The sun, if I step to the left a wee bit, is beaming powerfully through the big laurel bush to the right, south right of my garden, as I'm facing south. It's beaming through a big gap there. It's already, if I face due south, which I am facing due south, the sun is already approaching its high point, which is not very high, and it's already well over to the southwest. Already. Mind you, sunset's probably about sometime after 3. Oh, not long to go now before the day's lengthening again. But it's cold this morning. But I'm quite glad for this breezy, cold, fresh air, because I'm a little wee bit overhung this morning. We were at the Senior Citizens Christmas dinner, dance, entertainment last night. And the most I've had to drink at one time over the past, I don't know how long, is probably 2 bottles of beer. It's usually just one when I do have or a pint of real ale. That's about it. But last night I had three pints of Guinness, but 2 large whiskies. They were courtesy of the free, lots of free stuff at the Senior Citizens, you know, you get free raffle. Funny thing is the first, no, I should talk about it in another video, but yeah, I'll do that. But 3 pints of Guinness and 2 large whiskies. I was perfectly okay until I got home. Went to bed after midnight. We had a cup of tea when we got back. Made sure we had a nice hot cup of tea and a biscuit. Not that we needed it after the dinner. But anyway, went to bed after midnight and I tossed and turned all night. Yeah, late to bed, alcohol, eating late, because the dinner didn't start till after 7, and by the time we finished the fifth course, I think it was. Yes. Put that all together into a nice wee bundle, and it makes for an exciting evening or night in bed. So, I'm tender this morning, only in respect of no banging sore head, no queasy stomach, nothing like that at all. But I'm just, I think if I'd gotten a good night's sleep, if the alcohol had knocked me out and given me a really good night's sleep, then I'd probably feel much, much better. But because I didn't get a good night's sleep, I'm really tired and still a little bit tender. But other than that, I'm absolutely fine. I'm not, as I say, not really hungover in the sense of the word. But, yeah, so. The day, or half the day, is almost gone. The time we have a light breakfast now. And I note it's going to be a boiled egg each this morning. Yeah. I kind of thought my wife might have made you know, bacon, egg and beans with toast this morning. But maybe she's thinking, well, what we ate last night, we should eat meagerly today. Or she may be thinking way ahead of me, because it just came to my head, she may be thinking that if we eat that just now, we won't be ready for dinner proper, which we usually have any time between 2 and 3 normally. And so eat modestly now and then you're fit. See, women are great. They plan things out way ahead. You know, us men sometimes, we don't think that way. We're a different planet. So for any number of reasons, we're getting a single boiled egg this morning. But no matter. Once I have that and another cup of tea and a big glass of water, I should feel fine. Just a wee tad tender. WTT. Is it say? No, fragile. I've been through fragile years ago. I don't want to go through fragile again. It was a good night, and I've got some good thoughts for the night. I might relate later. Yeah, that'll give me something to do. Other than that, I prepare myself for what the day has in store for me. Rest, peace, a long walk in fresh air. Yes, sounds good. The skies stay the way they are. Super duper. As I watch, oh, way over to the west, high in that clear sky, two jets, almost as if they were in a race with each other, almost as if they're in one of those aerobatic shows. They look so close, the streamers fading fairly quickly behind them. And from here, I'd say a couple of inches long, but that doesn't really make any sense, does it? Yeah. But it's almost as if they're in a race. I'm going to get there before you. No, you're not. They're heading high altitude, they're heading northwest. Where will they be going then? Because at that altitude they've obviously come up from somewhere, well, I'm saying somewhere down in England. It may even be further afield, but where are they going? Heading away in that direction. Maybe heading over the Atlantic. Yes. I don't know. I think there's an app for that, isn't there? I'm pretty sure there's an app that could tell you. I could have told you what those two planes were doing. Got to get that app. But right now, I've got to get back indoors and warm up again. It's chilly.